Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks, and thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day, and thanks for listening.
Today. Happy Monday. It is Monday, May 15th, the day after Mother's Day, and we're still celebrating Mother's Day because Mother's Day is 365 because mothers work and take care of everybody else but themselves. So we are still celebrating Mother's Day. All the mothers of the world, all the aunties, the big mamas, the grandmamas, the muddies, all of the mothers, whatever you want to call them, feminine energy. How about that? Because it's usually the feminine energy that keeps a little peace going on in the community. That's why we have so many wars, because men are running things. Nothing against y'all. I'm just saying. Anywho, thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Higher Learning Network. And today we are celebrating the inauguration of Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson. And our executive producer of the show, Naima Latif, will be on hand at the UIC Pavilion where it's all taking place, and it's going to be a long day. But in the meantime, in between time, we'll give you something to keep you cool, calm, and relaxed because it's the mindfulness stress relief session that's coming up at 7:15. So right about now, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day if you're celebrating your natural day, your trip around the sun. It is your day, and we're celebrating it with you. And speaking of birthdays, you know, last week we had Naima, the executive producer, Naima Latif. Her mom turned 100 on the 8th, a week ago today. And I saw on the news that there on Mother's Day there's something called Club 100. Did you know that? I didn't know it. Well, we both know it now. And it's moms who are celebrating 100 or more birthdays. And they had a brunch and fashion show at the Marriott Marquis. And the oldest mother there was 111 years young. I was like, look at these women just doing it. So kudos to all the 100-year-old centenarians. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If I'm not, you know what my heart is, okay? All right, so I just wanted to share that with you. Happy Mother's Day again and again. We can't say that enough. Let us keep in prayer. The weather is so chaotic around the world. And I saw a brother on TikTok who was working at some plant somewhere out in, I don't know if it was Texas or wherever it was, but he says, they're doing this to the weather. I work inside where they do this, and I don't know if he's still living, because you remember what happened to the brother who squealed on Watergate. It's like, it just doesn't. Anyway, there was flash flooding. And the world, the weather is just messed up everywhere. Flash flooding in St. Louis, Missouri, where people were stranded in their cars for like 4, 6, 8 hours. Like, oh my God. And then in Texas, so much property damage and people are being killed just all over the world. It's just crazy. Oh, Lord, so that's why we need to stay prayed up, okay? If you're listening online, we'd love to have your comments after the 7:30 hour at 515-605-9325. But you got to press 1 to speak. And you're watching us live on our Facebook and YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And, excuse me, I had, for Mother's Day, I had banana pudding. It was so good. I was like, you know, you ain't got no business eating no banana pudding. So I just got a little bitty plate, about 2 big tablespoons full. Oh, it was so good. You know, something is always good when you're not supposed to have it. So, yeah, I had it, and now I'm paying for it because I woke up this morning and had so much mucus in me. It was ridiculous. But we live and we learn, don't we? So, not doing that again. Anyway, it was worth it, so I'm going to go walk today and try to get some more of this mucus up out of me. Because Dr. Sabi would say mucus is the only disease because it sets up inflammation in our bodies, causes all kind of diseases. Diabetic donut, I know. I was a diabetic for 10 years and didn't even know it. So if you go to diabeticdonut.com, you will see my story on how I reverse type 2 diabetes, so that information is there, so be sure to check it out. And it's free. I don't want anything. I'm just showing people if I did it, anybody can do it. So you just be sure and check out diabeticdonut.com. There it is right there. And as we take a look at traffic and weather today, if you are headed out and about, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are an entrepreneur or a business owner and you have products or services to sell, you might want to consider itex. And thank you for those who have joined up. I don't get anything from it. As a matter of fact, I give you something. You get a $100 bonus just for signing up, and you can go shopping. But you got to remember to use the promo code ZELDUL, Z-E-L-D-A. and always giving thanks to the ancestors who came before me, Richard McGee, Herb Kent, Yvonne Daniels, Bernadine T. Washington, Jackie Hathaway. Yeah. I always give thanks to the elders because they made a path for me. And if they didn't do it, then I couldn't do it. So here we go. All right, let's check out your traffic and weather. Sponsored by Karen Kelly at Vitex.com. If you're headed out and about, allow extra travel time because it is crazy outside. I kid you not. Traffic and weather. High 68 degrees today. Yes. 80 on Tuesday. Yes. My bid Wednesday. And before sharp cold front hits us by Wednesday, down to the 70s and by the weekend, it'll still be nice. So no worries. No reported delays on CTA and Metro, but on the expressway, that's a whole other story. You know, construction began on bridge work on the Kennedy at Diversey, especially. That local lane ramp is closed, so it is a nightmare right about now. Diversey construction. You might want to get off at Belmont Avenue because your next stop otherwise will be Ohio. You can't get off at North Avenue, Division, Armitage, Fullerton, none of that. So you've got to get off at Belmont. It's an hour and 15 minutes inbound, and it's slow at North Avenue, 31 minutes outbound. As we take a look at the Kennedy, the Edens inbound, it's 31 minutes, 21 minutes on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, 42 minutes in, 27 out. Your usual delays from First Avenue to Central. And on the Stevenson, it's 35 in, slow from LaGrange to Central, 23 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, 25 in, 13 minutes out. On the Bishop Ford, the accident has been cleared up, but it's still slow motion, 18 in, 12 out. And on North Avenue inbound, past North Avenue, on Clark Street, actually on Inner Lakeshore Drive, that crash has been cleared up, but it's still 11 minutes in and 10 minutes on DuSable Lakeshore Drive. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Now, last week, I mentioned that we had a new time, and that is incorrect. By the grace of God, we still have our same time on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, Channel 19. 24/7 on the World Wide Web, Higher Learning TV show on Facebook and YouTube. And sometimes people say they can't download the app because you can download the app. The CanTV app, and you can see us streaming live, and that way you already have it on your phone, or you can always pull it up on our YouTube channel. Well, that's real safe and simple. That's how we do that. All righty, it is 7:13, and it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So today, the topic is surrender. And I ask you this question, what is it that you need to surrender to? I know I need to surrender the spoon. I should have left that spoon of banana pudding, but I ate it, I'm sorry. And I paid for it today, so anyway, I digress. Spiritual surrender, not physical, spiritual surrender, Monday, May 15th, 2023. At those times, I feel my life is bottomed out and I have nothing else to try and no one left to whom I can turn. I may believe I have no choice but to give up. When this happens, my thoughts turn to God and spiritual surrender. Today, I think about surrender in a new way and choose it from a place of empowerment. Surrendering means putting God first. It is my way of affirming I am foremost in a spiritual being coping with worldly experiences. It is my first choice, not my last resort. I am not at the mercy of the changing winds and shifting forces of the world. I am a divine being endowed with the attributes of God and which with rich divine ideas. I surrender myself to this truth and feel newly blessed. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's from Matthew 6 and 10. And that is from my friend, Mike House. If you want to be included, simply text Monday Morning Mindfulness to 219-699-2114, and we'll include you in the updates. And that way you'll get them every day, just like I do. Okay? All right. So I just want to share that with you, and you know what that means now that we've had our Monday Morning Mindfulness. It's now to have our time to have our Monday. So what we will do is prepare for Asian by of the best. And sit up straight, feet flat on the floor. If you're lying in the bed, that's okay. Stretch and stretch and stretch. And what we will be doing, simply moving our inner. This stretching. Stretch on the other side. And we continue to stretch. What we'll do with make a noise to release some of that. Exhale, blow it out. Sending love, light, and energy. Yeah, honey, you gotta get a hip. good sound. Stomach and the sides and the hips. And as we hold it for 5 seconds and we... Oh, you may not understand right now, but baby's grandma said keep... Part of your energy coming back up to that energy back. Hips and the higher learning hip bone as we breathe in. Let's take one. Slowly rotate. Mm-hmm. around to the front. Ooh, that. Bring your head forward, chin to chest. Head slowly. Feel the stretches in your neck. And slowly. As you exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can. Yep, I slept on the... I'm going to take my... with their Monday morning mindfulness, you will experience the same thing. And you can also experience that and more of my daily inspirations when you go to YouTube, Inspirational Conversations are back. Remember on the Troy Tyler Show back in the day and on Gospel Radio 1390, where I played gospel music, not secular music, but also was on WGCI FM with Sundance. You would... allow me to come on and read there sometimes. So they're back, and they've got their own YouTube on channel, and that's the YouTube channel. So be sure and check it out. I update it daily, and I want to thank you for that. It is 7:27, and you know what that means. I forgot to show you that. Yeah. It's time for our first commercial break, but first I want to go and show you some of what we've been working on, and that would be the Higher Learning Network, HLN TV, Instagram page. You know we're always working to, we have an outreach to the homeless, and this is what we do. We go every Thursday and try to be of service to them, to help them get resources for housing and for if they need IDs or if they need any kind of information on jobs, just resources. We take that information, but we also take them food, which is donated by the Chicago Food Depository from EAAChicago.org. That's the European American Association. And we go in there and pack the food and then take it over there. And this is just a small sample of what you will see when you go to our Instagram page, Instagram.com. HLN Dash Project. Here you go.
Yeah, praise God. Just grab some, baby, because it's all gone. Those are the goodies. That's the snacks. That's the snack tape. You got some toothpicks. Got all kind of goodies over there. Got some hand sanitizer over there. Got some milk. Got some canned soup. Got little boxes of juices. Just take the whole thing. Take the whole thing, baby. It's for y'all. Don't worry about it. Plenty more where that comes from. Got a whole 3 bags of donuts over there. So you all good. Yeah, honey. Oh, and it's a nut. Just grab the nuts. They feel. When you come back, get this box of cereal. Got some raisins in here. A whole box of it. Let me open it up for them. So they can see it. What a blessing to be a blessing, right? A whole box of cereal. peanut butter and jelly. Something to keep you for a minute. And some juice. Whole thing of cereal, peanut butter, jelly, milk.
Now that's the delivery on the off days, because on the regular days, I'm sorry, not regular days, but every other Thursday, there's a big delivery. There's a big delivery and there's a small delivery. That was a small delivery, so just wanted to share that with you. And that's what we do to help them, to feed them, because, you know, chances are if you don't have anywhere to stay, you probably don't have anything to eat. Not always true, but so we just do what we were blessed to do. And in honor of that, we're always trying to get them some butane, and we do. And I want to thank you for sharing that. So, and this is one of the things that we do to help them, and that we have made the T-shirts, Inhale Faith, Exhale Fear. These are our affirmations T-shirts. So inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk, because we don't realize that the conversations that we have on a daily basis, if they're not positive, they're bringing us negative energy, and we'll have negative experiences, and we wonder why we act the way that we act, say the things that we say, and do the things that we do. This is another one. Inhale love, exhale fear. If you go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, you'll get a chance to see them. And I'm trying to pull that up now so that you can see it. All donations are tax deductible at higherlearningnetwork.org. So I'm pulling up the website just so you can see it. And you'll see there it says higherlearningnetwork.org, and you'll see where it says Outreach to Homeless. You'll see our Facebook page here, our YouTube page, our Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So you can just click on any of them. But I'll click on our Instagram page just so you can see it. And you'll see it goes right back to our homeless efforts. Well, I clicked on it. Okay, so where is it? I know it's there somewhere. There it is. Did you go through? Okay, but you saw it. There it is. Yeah, higherlearningnetwork.org. So this is our outreach to the homeless. So yeah, when you click on outreach to the homeless, you will see it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, and this is 2 weeks from, just a little bit over 2 weeks. It's the first annual benefit gala for the homeless. We have partnered with the Obliging Care Network, and we're putting together a gala, the first annual benefit gala. And if you go to higherlearningnetwork.org and click on the homeless program, you'll see this, and you'll see a link to the website where you can go and get your ticket. So you want to do that, okay? And then you just put your information, your email. So I'll put in there info@higherlearningnetwork.org, so you'll know. But you put your email address in there. Don't put ours. And then it'll take you to Cheddar Up. I've done that. I'm trying to show them. Let me show them, y'all. Okay. So why is Cheddar Up not popping up? Yeah, we're on Instagram there. Yeah, there it is. Y'all can see all of that. As you scroll down, there's just a whole lot of information. But I'm trying to figure out why the Cheddar Up is not going to the Cheddar Up website. That's going to have to be fixed today, isn't it? But you can also go to her Facebook page, which is Obliging Care Network. So when you go to Facebook.com and type in Obliging Care Network, that will come up, and you'll see. I'll have it when we come back from the break. But right about now, I wanted to remind you about the Teen Talent Contest. So stay close, and we'll be back. And thanks for watching and sharing.
Participate. 1. Record a 1-minute video of yourself performing your challenges. upload the video, link in description or comment. 3. Submit your video by the deadline. We're looking for a wide range of talent, from singing and dancing to magic tricks and costume skits. So whether you're a musician, an actor, or a chef, we want to see your unique talent. The top talent will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait, start filming, and good luck.
Yep, start filming, and good luck. We appreciate you for supporting the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And if you'd like to continue to support, then we thank you. You can send us in donations, tax-deductible donations at PayPal, at Cash App. There's my Zelda speak. And on PayPal, go to higherlearningnetwork.org. You'll see that. And for Zelle, you need to call us at 312-409-6619. Or info at higherlearningnetwork.org. And that information will be there.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Rising. Thank you for joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Last week I made an announcement that times have changed. No, they have not changed. It's still Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Right now we're going to go live to executive producer Naima Latif as she's reporting live from the UIC Pavilion. Well, she was. I don't know what happened. I just lost her for a second there. Oh, there she is. And she's reporting on what's going on at the live inauguration of Mayor Brandon Johnson. Let us bring to the microphone Naima Latif on location. Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you for joining us.
Grand Rising, and I am here with my journalist colleague. We're about to go into the UIC Pavilion, which is now called the Credit Union Munner or whatever they named it.
The who?
I don't know. What are they? What's it called now? Credit Union One.
Oh,
Arena.
Credit Union One Arena. Oh, okay.
But for those who've been around, it's the
UIC Pavilion. Hello. Okay.
So we got there early. You know, we have video and photography equipment, so they're doing basically a major security
sweep. Yeah.
So they got the dog with the, you know, snip outs and, you know, any kind of drugs or weapons or anything. So we have to leave our equipment there. And then we're coming back at 8:30 to regain our position there at the place. But basically, there is press from all over the world. You know, you got all the network trucks lined up the streets. So this is pretty historic, even though Brandon Johnson is not the first black mayor, but nevertheless, it's historic.
Right.
And let me let you know what he has on the program, which I'm very proud of him for representing us culturally, starting out with a special music and choral and orchestral arrangement performed by Destiny Worship and Praise Chorale. You know that sound like? The Rise Orchestra and Karen Clark Shears. And he's got a dance.
Karen Clark Shears?
Two dancers. Yeah.
Girl! Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's going to be heavenly. You know, them Clark sisters can sing, child. Back in the day at GCI, I had a chance to interview them somewhere. I don't remember where. But they were singing in the interview. That's how cool they are. It's like, okay, all right. Okay, yeah, we were having church right there in the hotel room.
They're right, having church. And then you've got the Muntu Dance Theater.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Some real culture going on up in here.
And then after we do the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem, then we have the Black National Anthem being sung by Walt Whitman and the Soul Children.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that, because that National Anthem is not what we are supposed to be singing.
I'm seeing a lot of events where they do both now. Where was that yesterday where they did both anthems, and I noticed that some people sat down during the Black National Anthem. I'm like, what event was that? It was in a big arena. I will remember it in a minute. But then after that, the invocation is being done by the Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III.
So
we're going to have a serious invocation.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And then we got a poetry reading by young inaugural Chicago poet Avery R. Young. I haven't met them yet, but that should be interesting.
Oh, okay.
And then we got a blessing by a rabbi, Rabbi Shoshana Canover. And then, of course, we're going to have the swearing in the city clerk's oath of office administered by Anna M. Valencia, the city clerk of Chicago. The aldermanic swearing in, that will be done by the city clerk of Chicago, and then the city treasurer's oath of office, and that will be done by, of course, then, you know, swearing in of the Honorable Melissa Conyers Urban, and that will be done by the Honorable Judith R. Rice, and then we'll have a prayer for peace and guidance by Imam Hassan Ali. So I guess, you know, he's making sure he's got all the religions covered.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mayor's oath of office and inaugural address, and he'll be sworn in. The Honorable Brandon Johnson, Mayor-elect of Chicago, will be sworn in by the Honorable Timothy C. Evans, the Chief Judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And then we'll have the benediction by the Reverend Jonathan E. L. Brooks.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's really got some historic people, and I'm excited that this is going to be, I guess, kind of branding Brandon.
Yeah. Oh, wow, branding Brandon. I like that.
Culturally so he's culturally connected and community-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that just is going to represent a change. So, you know, we're in the midst of breakfast, but if any of my colleagues would like to, you know, make share a thought about this. Because, you know, we kind of, I think this is one of those few times where, you know, you really feel a part of the city.
Yeah.
Because we know a lot of us, we've been around a while, we've been covering their events and everything. So we feel like we know these people. Some of us, you know, really were closely involved in some of the local campaigns and all of that. So it's time for us to feel like this is our city, and we have an influence in what's said, and as members of the media, our voices will be heard and will be influential. The images that we capture and the words that we capture will have an impact on how people perceive the city. Because right now, everybody's looking at Chicago because
right.
we're going to host the National Democratic Convention.
Right.
So So what are they going to see? You know, are they going to see clean streets and people behaving well toward each other? Or are they going to see riots and protests because people are angry?
Right.
Man, what are they going to see? What are we showing them? So anyway, I think it's a good new beginning. So I've got I'll introduce the people. Where's Charlie go? Okay. Well, I've got to my left, Parthenia Luke, who is, I've been covering this for a number of publications, but, you know, primarily with the Chicago Street Journal. And then Charlie Smith, who is also covering this for multiple outlets, Marcus Robinson, the Chicago Communicator. He also works with on-air news and local outlets. And then Chevette Conley, who is with the North Lawndale News on the west side. And we're looking forward to capturing this as it happens. It starts at 10:30. But, you know, there's always, well, I've read this program, so you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff before you finally get
right.
to the mayor and his address.
Right.
And then he's got an event at 2 o'clock at City Hall. And, you know, I think it's going to be a chance for him to meet the people. I think last year, Lori Lightfoot, she had a whole big thing where people could sit in line. You come in, take a picture with her, and she had hundreds of people who did that. So, he might do something like that as
well.
Oh,
I'm sure he
will. Kind of a meet the people type of thing.
Yeah. I'm sure he will. I would hope he would.
Yes. Yeah. And then he's got a ball tonight. I think the rest of the people said to go to the ball. I don't know if I'm going to make that ball.
Okay. Especially after being there at 5 o'clock this morning.
I know. You know, when you start your day at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll see. Anyway, anybody like, well, Chevette, I think you're paused and chewing. Would you like to?
All right now.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a very interesting administration. Brandon seems very excited about doing this job. I mean, it's going to be a big task, but I'm just glad that he's putting it together. That's going to be there to help him. I've never seen anyone take on a job like this and come in so excited and so ready, starting working on it before he even got inaugurated. So I'm really impressed with him already.
Yes, yes. Most of us are impressed with him already. And it is a blessing to be there to witness this historic event. So thank you so very much for sharing that. What was your first thought when you heard that he had won? What was your first thought?
My first thought was, I knew for some reason I knew that he was gonna win.
Really?
I don't know why, but yes.
All right. I like that.
Because I talked with him a couple times, and when we were interviewing him one time, I heard him say to me, "When I become mayor," so he had that confidence already. He didn't say if I win or
yes.
when I become
yes.
mayor, he's gonna do this. And I just was like praying for him, and I said, what this man is going to be our mayor.
Right.
So that was my first thought. I'm like,
oh,
man.
Wow.
I'm glad he had that confidence. So he started working right away, and I just see the city making some changes because of him, because people are excited about his administration.
Yes. Do you think that because of the history of the Chicago City Council, do you think that he will incur the same type of foolishness, I just call it, that our late Mayor Harold Washington experienced?
No, I don't think so. I think it seems like people are more behind him for some reason. I don't know if it's because he's connected with Mayor Harold Washington, the public school system, or because of where he's come from, it seems like he's
more of a people person because he's been going out to all the communities already, talking with people and communicating with people and trying to find out what their needs are. So it seems like people have, because I've been talking with people that seem like they're behind him, you know, from all different races.
Yeah, and I noticed that, he has a very special, I mean, he's from the community. He didn't just wake up one day and said, I want to be the mayor. He's actually been in the community, working since, because wasn't he a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was a teacher.
And he says that, I guess he's still living in the community, and he's going to be one of the first mayors to live in the community.
Yeah.
And that's historic itself. And then
Thank you.
She's making history because he's the first female, black female, first lady of the city.
Oh, I didn't.
So they haven't been expounded on that.
Oh.
Making history as well.
I didn't think about that. Wow, do we even know her name?
No, I don't know her name, but I'm sure they're going to be talking about
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're definitely going to be talking about it. We have some comments here. Good morning. Victor Sarmiento, good morning, Zilda. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Victor. Good morning to you, too, and you have a wonderful day. Victor is a veteran who works with other veterans. He's very resourceful. So thank you so very much. Be sure, and I don't know what his page is. Victor, if you're still listening, put your page up there so I can share that. Okay?
We have Marcus over here.
Okay, good. Let us bring Marcus up here. Grand Rising Beautiful Sisters. Thank you for joining us, Jody. And there is Marcus, my brother from another mother, Marcus Robinson. Thank you so much. Phenomenal media consultant, photographer, videographer, you name it, he does it. Tilt it back just a little bit because your head is cut off. Yeah, there you go. That's better. All right, there you go. Much better. Good morning, Marcus. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Female Solution. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay. Go right ahead, dear. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, much better. Thank you, Naima.
I'm trying to, could you repeat that?
I said good morning, Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Have you begun taking photos this morning yet of the event, of the inauguration?
A little noisy in here.
Oh, okay. Do I need to speak louder?
So you're asking me about the inauguration?
Yes, yes, yes. Your thoughts. Your thoughts and comments, please.
I can tell you as a photographer my opinion about Brandon.
That's what we want to hear.
I think that we should give him a chance. I don't expect him to wave a magic wand and change what's going on in this city. I don't expect him to stop the violence that's going on in this city because it's been going on for decades in this city, and violence is a mind thing, not a political issue, but it's a mindset. Unless he can change the mindset of the young people in this city, this violence is not going to stop.
Right.
And still resources are put in this city. This violence is not going to slow down. Right now, busloads immigrants are coming into this city. They're coming into predominantly black neighborhoods.
Yes.
They're occupying South Shore Island.
Yes.
Next thing will probably be Englewood.
Yep, it is Englewood.
Black people in this city.
Yes.
And that's what he's coming in for.
Yep.
He's coming into angry black people.
Yes.
Immigrants coming in, taking it over their neighborhood. So that's something that you probably need to deal with when you step in the city hall immediately.
Right.
And the crime. And the jobs for young people, which he's already said that he's going to give them jobs. But again, you can give them jobs. So I don't expect him to change that. I don't expect him to focus on just black people.
Oh, no.
This is a city of Chicago. This is a diverse city. But what I should expect him to do is to to try to make life a little easier for us, because we are the ones who have been deprived of resources and opportunity in this city.
You are absolutely right, and we are feeling the pain from the lack of resources.
I hope that he reaches out to black media more so than the rest of the town.
I think he will. I really do. I might be wrong, but I think he will. I think he will.
All right.
It would be to his best advantage.
Best,
all right. Well, thank you so very much. We greatly appreciate you, Marcus. And we'll be looking forward to seeing some of that beautiful work, because we know you're going to take a lot of very important pictures. You're making history yourself this morning. So thank you so very much for that. It was Marcus Robinson, my brother from another mother.
If you're done showing,
okay.
Like, not gonna stand for it. He's gonna do what he can, be there for them and help them, but they're gonna have to put it together.
I'm certainly glad he said that, because young people need to know that somebody is listening. That's the problem. Nobody listens.
You know, see them, they care about them, but I mean, you don't have to go out here and do this, what you're doing,
right,
to get attention.
Yeah.
You know?
He'll probably be like, look, young people, don't make me look bad. You know, we got to do this together. Do not make me look bad.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you know, he knows where he came from.
Right.
He's from Cabrini Green, and he was underprivileged. He went through a lot, so he knows what they're going through.
Right.
But they don't have to go his route.
Right.
So
right.
You let them know that he's there for them, he's there. But, you know, cut it out.
Right. Well, he's got the right idea with a good a good staff, a good team. I think he'll be just fine. But it's going to take a lot of hard work to redo the damage that's been done in this city. And
him too, not just him. You know, he needs his team to help him. When I say that, I mean the aldermen. They have to do their job in the community. You're talking about the commissioners.
Yeah.
Talking about his team of people. Everybody has to be a part, and the new parents.
Yeah.
So, that
are
supposed to be watching over their children, 13-year-olds out here carrying guns.
Right. Out at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like you should be under the bed. Okay. But not only the elected officials and parents and community, everybody. This is, you know, we all live here. We cannot expect a government to do for us what we need to assist in doing for ourselves. So you right on target, sis.
It's best for one person.
Yeah.
It's best for one person. Because you can look to the mayor. It's like this blank everything on Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Everything
right.
was not her fault.
Right.
She can run the city.
She inherited that trouble.
Problem.
Yeah.
Everybody
has done. Yeah. She inherited all the problems of the city's struggle. Just like he's inheriting them now. And we see that she couldn't do it on her own. We got to help. It's plain and simple. We have
right.
to. It's plain and simple. So it is 7:59. We've got 1 minute before our next commercial break. I want to thank you and Naima and Marcus for coming here with us. And sharing the information about the inauguration. I'm excited. I'm excited that I can't be there. But Naima, you want to give us a closing thought before 8 o'clock, before we take our next break?
I think people need to give this mayor a chance. They didn't really give the last mayor a chance.
Nah.
She came in at a very difficult time with COVID and everything, and she got blamed for a lot of things that were already in disorder before she got there. So I think the best thing we can do is really give Brandon Johnson
a chance.
To work his program and to offer positive suggestions and not be so willing to use protest every time we don't see things happen the way we like. But, you know, try to meet with him, talk to him, not at him or about him. know, let's work together and not be adversarial all the time. I think that would be the best approach.
Yeah.
So that's what I would encourage. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say at his inaugural address. So, we'll keep in contact, and we'll definitely look to have him on one of our shows.
Right.
Talk to his presence today and see how we can make that happen. So give him a few days and give him a chance to express himself.
Well, we know you're going to make it happen because he called your mom on your cell phone last week for her 100th birthday, so we know we're going
to
get him back here on the show.
You want to get a chance to say thank you to him for that?
Yes, yes.
That lit her up, that lit her day.
I know it did. It'll make anybody's
birthday special.
Right, absolutely. Well, it's 8:01, time to take our commercial break. You stay close, and we'll come back right back to you. Oh, will you be heading over to the arena, because right now you're having breakfast, so how's that going to work? Will you come back after the commercial break?
Y'all come back after the commercial break.
Okay. All right. Y'all stay close. We'll be right back.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are live at the inauguration for the Mayor of Chicago, Mayor Brandon Johnson, and Naima Latif is on location, and she will be back with us shortly. You heard from a few of our fellow journalists who are having a breakfast next door to the UIC Pavilion because even though they had to be there at 5 a.m., they allow the camera people to go in and set up their camera equipment, and then they pull everybody out of that big old UIC Pavilion, which is now Credit Union 1 something or another. But they have to leave all their camera equipment and come out, so they went and had breakfast at a black-owned restaurant right down the street, and so now they're going back. So that just seems weird to me that you would do the sweep after you let the cameras in. It's like the sweep would have been before you let the cameras in. It just doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, I'm not a security specialist, so I don't know these things, but that just makes sense to me. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. And that's a lot to deal with early in the morning because Naima told me, and I saw the email where we were granted permission to cover the event, and they told us one door, and then you get there, and it's another door. Well, when you're hauling around camera equipment and lights and tripods and things of that nature, you know, that gets to be pretty aggravating. When you're told one thing, you get there and told to do something else, and it just is like, I am so glad I am at home doing this morning because I don't know how much patience I would have had because this is a new administration. I can't say this is on the administration. This may be on the shoulders of those who are working at the UIC Pavilion. Somebody didn't do something right because they tell you to go in one door, and then they don't do that to media. So I don't know who's running things over there, but I'm going to say a prayer for them because y'all need a little prayer because y'all need a whole lot of help this morning. Anyway, so now that they've had breakfast, they can get back to the UIC Pavilion and set up and get ready for the inauguration. But it's nice speaking to some of the residents and other journalists who are covering the event. So that is some information that we see from them and they have insight to what's going on that we don't. Somebody just sent me a text and said, what are you drinking, Zelda? What I'm always drinking first thing in the morning, tea, honey. I haven't had my, I digress, I do that sometimes. I haven't had my other drink this morning because it sits in the refrigerator overnight and I like to drink it in the morning and it needs to be room temperature. Cold is not good for the throat. You speak for a living, you learn things along the way, and it's like you don't want to drink anything cold. You always want it room temperature, so I take it out in the morning. That and my other diabetic donut drink. And I just let it get room temperature, so by the time I get off the air, I can drink it. But right now, I'm drinking my tea, my hot tea, and I'm drinking rose tea this morning. Oh, have you ever heard of rose tea? R-O-S-E. Oh, it is so good. It's just like a little subtle flavor. I don't know what rose tastes like, but this tastes good. Anyway, there's a rose oil, too. Mm. Good for stress relief. So just thought I would share that with you. What we're talking about today is the inauguration of Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. So there's a whole lot going on over there today. And all that we don't get to today, it'll be, I always put updates on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But I do also want you to be aware of on-air news. Now, this is what Naima was covering this morning. If you see this site right here, it's onaireverywhere.com. And these are some of the on-air daily news highlights. And as you can see, she's been very busy covering political events, covering local sports events. And as you can see there's another one that she was at the White Sox Park, at the Bulls and the Lakers. I mean, she just, and I wonder if those are Marcus shots. You know, you just saw Marcus Robinson on here with us. I wonder if those are, no, those might be John shot. John, the official photographer for onairnewseverywhere.com. Oh, wow, he really does some wonderful work, doesn't he? Oh, my goodness, he gets the shot, baby. All right now, love it. Don't know where he is there, but he's somewhere. Oh, Biden Harris, 24. Okay, all righty. All right, there's Brandon Johnson. Yeah, you want Brandon? You got Brandon. I don't know where she is on this one, but it's somewhere in the community. This looks like a play. Might be ETA Theater or BET Theater or something like that. But if you go to the site, Brother Muhammad over there on the right, I know who that is. That must be the old Navy Pier. Doesn't look like the new one. Anyway, so just thought I would share that with you. So anytime you want to go to find out what's going on, just go to onaireverywhere.com. Can I scroll that down so you can see it? Onaireverywhere.com. I'm trying to pull the site down just so you can see it. Nope. Okay. Anyway, so that's what we're covering today. Onaireverywhere.com. And she is literally on air everywhere. And I'm bringing her back to the screen here on the Female Solution. And I need to pull her up so you can see her. Because, okay, yeah.
So, yes, we are on our way back to the UIC Pavilion, the Credit Union One Center,
okay.
For the inauguration. And, you know, it's expected to be a pretty crowded event. We have some of our associates that are on the west side where Brandon Johnson is having an event at 9 o'clock before he comes to the pavilion for the inauguration. So I'm trying to think, is it a prayer breakfast or something? Whatever, you probably got the email.
Uh-huh.
But it's an event that, you know, he's meeting with people before the inauguration, which I guess that's also kind of a historic thing. He's going to do a lot this day. He's, you know, doing the breakfast, doing the, you know, the community thing at 9, and the inauguration at 10:30, and then the meeting at City Hall at 2 o'clock. So we'll have all of that up on the on-air news site this evening.
Okay.
To update people on all the events. And I think this is a time for us to really make our voices heard in terms of what we would like to see happen in the nation. It's not enough just to complain, because, you know, citizens write legislation. You know, our own Mama D, she's written some legislation in the past.
Yes.
So if we have ideas, we should bring them to the people who are being sworn in today, the aldermen that are supposed to be making the laws and the policies. And we got a couple of things that we'd like to suggest for legislation. And, you know, of course, you've been working with the homeless community. Having shelter really needs to be a legal right. It's inhumane to have people sleeping out on the street when you have empty buildings.
Thank you.
And I don't think banks should be allowed to bar people from shelter because they don't have money.
Right.
And I think Chicago can set a precedent on having humanity be the reason for our laws and not money making. If we can be leaders in that and lead the nation in showing how human beings should treat each other, that would be great history. I love it when our people, you know, African-American people, are able to rise to leadership positions, but it doesn't really matter what your skin color is or what color the body you're wearing is if your thinking is no different than the people who created this mess.
Right.
So we have to be pioneers in showing how to treat other people. All the people we share this planet with, they have a right to life, and they have a right to live stress-free, always having to worry about basic survival. That is not a way to live, and that should not be something that is acceptable. And so I believe that Brandon Johnson has the right spirit, but it has to come in the form of changing policy.
Yes.
We were just talking about, on the way here, we were just looking at the street sweeper. And you know how the thing goes. You know, you're supposed to move your car before the street sweepers come down. I don't know why you get a ticket. Well, if the intention was to clean the street, then you would have your regular day to clean the street. And people would know, and they would move their cars. And if they forget, then you would be able to inform them if there's parking in front of their house, you would, you know, have your person, make people come by and remind them, can you move your car, we're about to clean the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But the intention is to make money off of tickets. So what do? They wait till maybe the night before, and many of the least affluent neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
they keep changing the date of the street cleaning. And they do it in Englewood, and you know the distressed areas where people can't afford to be paying tickets, and they do that, and then you rack up tickets because you accidentally, you know, parked when they were cleaning the streets, and then they end up towing your car.
Oh,
so
wow!
What happens when you rack up tickets because you weren't informed of the street cleaners coming? So you get a ticket because you were parked outside on the street cleaning day. And you look up and you got hundreds of dollars worth of tickets. You can't afford to pay them. And then they say you got a boot on your car and your car gets towed. And then you lose your car. They sell your car at auction. These are very mercenary ways that the city makes money. And they make it by taking advantage of people who don't have money.
Right.
They charge you about $100 a day for storage or some ridiculous thing.
Right.
So these are the kind of policies that have to be eliminated. And unfortunately, because this is how the city creates revenue to pay its bills, people aren't able to vote to change that system unless we give them an alternative. And, you know, of course, that's why we were very much behind what Dr. Willie Wilson was saying, because he addressed a lot of the economic inequities that come when you don't have an income source that generates revenue that is decent and fair and doesn't exploit people.
Right.
So I'm hoping that Brandon Johnson will be amenable to new ideas on how to generate revenue for the city and not using the same old ways of using fines and tickets and fees, because that's what caused Ferguson to erupt.
anger and violence and riots because this is what the city was doing. They were taking advantage of the poorest population and constantly writing tickets and taking people's cars and all that. And you create distress for families.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you don't have a car to get to your job and then you lose your house because you can't pay for your rent, you know, and then people are homeless.
Right.
So this cycle of homelessness, it comes from really abusive practices by these municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
So Chicago has an opportunity to set a new standard, set a higher standard of how to treat its citizens and to make sure that everybody is housed, everybody is fed. I mean, we're doing better when it comes to food. We do have the food pantries and things like that, and that's good. Now we need, as you know, we need to deal with the housing. We need to deal with people who should have shelter, people who have children. And they need to be able to have their children in a shelter and a safe place to stay. We
right.
have so many homeless teens. A lot of the teens that are out here creating havoc are the ones that don't have a place to go. And the shelters won't take them because they're over the age of what they will allow people to bring children in a shelter.
Right.
So they're just out on the street at night.
Right.
Wrong with that?
Right.
You got young people that are coming from homes where they've been abused or been abused in foster care. So all of these things that people are suffering from, they can be changed, but they have to be changed because we are choosing to live by a higher standard of how we treat people. And this is something that a mayor can do if they take leadership with a different attitude. The objective cannot be how do we make money off this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be how do we serve the people.
Right.
So he said all the right things when he was running. Brandon Johnson said all the right things. So how do we turn that into policy? How do we turn that into laws that change conditions for people? And that's where the citizens come in. It really is our responsibility not just put people in office and sit back and wait for them to act like Superman and fix everything. We have to bring forth the legislation. We have to formulate the plan, and then we present it to those who are supposed to turn it into law. That's our job to do that. And so this is what I would like to see Chicago be, is a leader in setting a new higher standard for how we're treating the citizens and how we're treating each other.
Now, you talk about legislation, and Mama D is responsible for some legislation. I think the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network need to get together and propose some legislation as well, especially as it regards to much of what you just mentioned, especially for with this immigrant situation coming in, moving into South Shore and Inglewood and other areas. We need to propose some legislation. If you can house those people, then why can you not house the people that
right.
are here in the state of Illinois, in Chicago
right.
specifically?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the major question. And there's no good answer that makes sense if you're saying, well, you know, we have to help them because they're in distress, you know, coming from other countries. Well, the people on the street are in distress, too. That's the, you know, how stressful is it to be out on the street and you can't protect your child at night and all of that. So part of it is also not blaming people for their financial situation. We tend to learn to look down on people.
And condemn them. And condemn them.
Yes.
It's not the people's fault that they're in the condition they're in. It's this wicked system that's been put into place that has it's this wicked system that has been put into place that has caused these people to be in the shape they're in. I'm speaking from experience growing up in Inglewood. Every time a young black man had a car, I had two cars. The police kept messing with me. They kept pulling me over, and if my car was parked, they wrote bogus tickets. And no matter how you tried to challenge it, you still had to pay it. And a lot of times, people don't have the money to pay that kind of money. And I wish, one thing I wish Brandon would do is really listen to the real people.
Yeah.
Not the big-time pastors, not the big-time activists and the grandfathers and activists, but the people who are really living in these conditions and create some type of resource to help them. or better yet, abolish the bogus ticket. Wipe it out, give them a clean start so that they can live their lives.
Right.
Because it's stressing people out. The utility companies are overcharging people. They tax the people on everything. You got to pay to park, even right downtown. How do you expect people to work and they got to worry about their car being towed?
They don't care.
There's some place where they can park free.
They don't care.
Because we're paying enough taxes in this city. I know they don't care. This country is built on capitalism.
Right.
And not quality.
Right. You are absolutely right. Yeah, they cared absolutely nothing about us. It's like money, 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 money. Get that money. And then they have us conditioned to think that's all you got to do is get money, money. That's what you see all the rappers on TV throwing money around. Money, 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 money. It's a distraction. It's a distraction because that's not what life is about.
Well, that's the wrong signal that they're giving to young people. The reason why young people are acting out. When the only standard you give them is get as much money as you can, however you can get. Well, yeah, it makes sense to steal because, you know, that's the standard that we set. You know, take from people in a way that's hurtful because that's what the city's been doing to them.
Right.
Like Marcus was saying, you know, every time you leave your home and you're being harassed by people, or if you're driving a nice car and you're a young black man and you get accused of a, you know. It's probably being stolen and all that. You're constantly being humiliated and jacked up and searched and all that. You know, so much of that stuff is just mean-spiritedness. It's got nothing to do with keeping us safe in the city.
Mm-mm. Not a doggone thing.
Oh.
You are walking an awfully long way. Where was that restaurant at?
Well, the restaurant was actually on Taylor Street. So we got to walk back to Harrison. Yeah, it was a bit of a walk.
Yeah, I'm like, good Lord. I said right down the street. I'm like, where the heck was she?
It's a long street. Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, that's one of the longest blocks I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, so it you know, when we figure, rather than just stand outside the building for 2 hours, you know, it makes sense to just go on and eat and come back because we're going to be here a while.
Yeah. Sponsored the property. I said that incorrectly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, so yeah, we're about to enter the building now. And what did they say? Come back to 3:00? Are we
here? Okay.
Oh, okay. Get the credentials first. Yeah, we got to stand in line to get the press credentials.
Again.
Well, what we had to do was set the equipment first.
Oh, okay.
And but now we're in the line.
Oh, my goodness.
Get the credentials.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm glad we went and ate.
I'm glad you did, too. Because it ain't nothing like being hungry standing in the line. Woo!
Yep. So we got all the network folks and whatnot that had to be here 5 in the morning. You know, that's part of it.
Yep.
But I mean, this is a great symbolic thing. But like we're saying, some fundamental things need to change. You know, like Savette was saying about Brandon Johnson having grown up in the struggle on the West Side, and he said a lot of that during his campaign. That was one of his big points. You know, I grew up in one of the most dangerous neighborhoods. I understand all that. So that sounds good.
Right.
We elected you because we believe that you have sensitivity.
Right.
we got one of our other great photographers here, Melanie Brown. Yes.
All right,
always on the case.
we're just hoping that he will take his experience and really choose to change some policies that need to change, because people are being deeply affected, and it is very distressing when you're always on survival mode, when you're always worrying about losing everything, and when you're one step away from homelessness. And so that needs to change, because if the economic situation changes, I think the crime situation will disappear.
Absolutely. We know it will, without a doubt.
Yeah. So I know we got to go to another break,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be back after the break.
All right. Stay close. All right. Thank you so much, Naima Lateef, reporting live from the mayoral Brandon Johnson inauguration. You stay close, and we will be right back.
I think we got to be engaged, and I think engaged in a number of things in our block, in our home, in our neighborhood. We got to be engaged. We got to fight the issues. We got to fight a government that is abandoned, you know, its whole communities on the south and the west side. We got to fight a governor who's cut out every youth employment program, who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we've got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
Genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's your man, Tony Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
At the courtside, the Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Lateef and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And you'll see there on the screen, I was telling you before we went to commercial break, the first homeless gala benefit. If you go to Facebook.com and type in Obliging Care Network, you will see this, you'll see their page, Obliging Care Network. And then you will scroll down on the page, and you will see, right after you see me there asking for your donations, you'll see the you'll see my photo, my video, I should say, and I'm talking about the network, and you'll see the link right here. It says OCN First National Benefit Gala at CheddarUp.com. So this is the site that you want to go to, which is CheddarUp.com. When I first saw that, I laughed. I was like, you know, that's what the children call it. They call it cheddar. They call money cheddar. And I said, why is it not coming up? Oh, okay, so I got to get out of that and get into the other one so you can see the cheddarup.com so that you will know that you are on the right page. So when you go to the Obliging Care Network and click on that, this is what you'll see. The first annual benefit gala for the homeless. I've been out on location with Ms. Ozell Ross. She is the founder and CEO of the Obliging Care Network, and she asks that you join us for a night of dancing and fun to benefit the Obliging Care Network mission to improve the lives of Chicagoans in need. And it's the first annual benefit gala will be at the Crystal Sky Banquet, 7941 West 47th Street in McCook, Illinois. You just take 47th Street West to Harlem is 72, so it's just past Harlem. And that's coming up in about 2 weeks, Saturday, June 3rd, 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. Formal wear is expected. You'll enjoy an open bar. I haven't heard that in a while. Open bar, hors d'oeuvres, live music, and a live DJ. So be sure and go and check that out. That information will all be on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.com. But right now we're going to go back to the inauguration with our producer, executive producer, Naima Latif, as she joins us back here. Did you finally get back in?
Yes. Well, I'm so excited to see all my media here. Well, you know, we are meeting all kinds of people coming from all across the nation to do this. And I want to quickly introduce you to one of my former students at Betsy Bob's, who is working with the campaign here, Jasmine, who is coming in from out of town, out of Woodward.
Hi, Jasmine.
Yes, so she helped coordinate this work. So I can't say it wrong. But she's actually helping coordinate the crowd here and, you know, helping people get where they have to go to. And this massive crowd of media people, as you can see, long, 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 and getting longer lines. So I don't know if they had anticipated
anticipated that it would be this, and
nope, they didn't.
This much attention and coverage, and certainly we're excited to witness this, and so many people are striving to cover this for their various outlets, and I know that there's going to be a lot said about the city that happened, and, you know, the lady here who's one of the coordinators, I know she's got her hands full, Hannah, you know, and so many people, and wait one more time, Jeff.
Hey, Jerry.
Okay, great day. Yes. So good seeing you. I mean, catch up to my place for lunch. Yes, you know, just so excited to be a former student from Betty Savage now. She's working politics in Arizona.
Okay.
And got hooked up with this effort to come to Chicago. She's from Chicago, but.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
To Chicago and be a part of this very historic day.
Yeah. I see lots of journalists out there behind you. Yeah. There, I mean, people are coming from all over the world. Chicago is a major market city, so, yeah, we do some things here. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Put my earphones back in because got all the background noise.
Okay.
So, yeah. So is that better now?
Much better. Much better.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that this will probably kind of give us a clue as to how, how much we can expect interaction from this administration, you know, how accessible Brandon Johnson is. You know, we'll be there at the event this afternoon at City Hall. And, you know, I believe he's going to try his best to really be accommodating. But also, I know it's a challenge because, you know, you don't know how much the previous administration actually did in terms of information on how to do things and you know, which people are going to stay and keep their positions, which ones got to be replaced. Because some people, you can't get rid of them because they know how to do everything.
Right.
So if you had that kind of job where you've been there for the last 30 years, you're not going to be replaced because anybody coming in would be fumbling trying to figure it out, and you already know.
Right.
So, you know, that's one thing. But then there is always, you know, a change of staff and, you know, a few bumps in the road when the new person tries to figure out how to make things happen and, you know, whether or not they have, you know, the kind of experience that they need to have. And that's why when you get elected to office, you can't just, you know, give a job to your cousin.
No.
Because, you know, they need to have some skills.
No.
So, pardon me, just a quick moment. So we're going to be checking in our credentials here. And basically, once we get in and get seated, then it'll just be waiting for
the waiting game.
Yeah, the waiting game.
Yeah.
And you know, that's how it is. And part of being part of a big city is managing a lot of people, managing crowds in a way that's polite, which is always challenging, especially people get agitated and irritated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things don't go well. So,
yeah.
You know, this is always a test of a person's skills in that area and the team that you pull together to help you manage that.
Look like somebody's having some.
Yeah, I think both of them are already in. Yeah.
Looks like somebody's having a little difficulty getting their credentials this morning.
No, we need to get the thing right.
Oh, I guess so. If you can just do it, we're
gonna. Oh, you're low.
Well, as you can see, she's having trying to get her credentials to get back in. I just think that's so strange that
yeah. Misha Bill is also Naima Latif is on air news.
OnAirEverywhere.com is where you can go to see more footage of this as the day progresses.
So is Ron coming up?
So it is 8:45. We just got a few more minutes here.
You got limited space for other people.
And while she's doing that, let me show you this quick video I want you to keep in mind. Every day at noon, let us keep in mind Jamie Foxx. I don't know if you've heard the reports, but he is in need of prayer. So we ask that you pray every day at noon. And this is a little promo I did for his healing. Inspiration at my new page at inspirationalconversations.com. I'll be posting daily updates. So you can just go to YouTube, type in at Inspirational Conversations, and that's inspiration without the I. Begins with the letter N. So if you would find it in your heart to share this with someone, because we all know somebody who knows somebody who's in need of prayer. And I remember when Luther Vandross first got sick, and the whole radio department and everybody in radio and TV and all over the world were rooting for him. So we did it for Luther. He came back and stayed a while, but he passed on too. So this is what you can do, the same thing for Jamie Foxx. So go to YouTube.com at InspirationalConversations.com. That's the new thing they come with. I don't know why they did with the at anyway. Back here with Naima Latif. I think she has her credentials. Naima, did you get your credentials? Can you hear me?
Yes. I got a little snagged. I got to put my bag in the car, so I'll be back in just a moment.
Okay. All righty. I'll bring you back then. All righty. So you be sure and go back and check out the website. OnAirEverywhere.com. I need to get rid of that. That was Jamie Foxx. Yeah. There you go. OnAirEverywhere.com. Now, I do know that many of you are stressed out, as most people are, because stress kills. If you are the type of person that flares up, if you are agitated easily, you probably need some stress relief training. And that is my specialty. You see under my name there, it says Stressology. Now, that does not mean that after speaking with me after a session that you will be stress-free. No, that does not mean that. What it means is that you will be equipped with the tools and the techniques to practice stress relief. Just like we do the breathing in the morning, that's all part of stress relief, because when you inhale and exhale, you send messages to the brain and to the rest of the body to calm itself down. You're no longer in the fight or flight mindset, so you can relax. And when you are relaxed, you make better decisions. When you're stressed out, we often make decisions that are detrimental to our future. I know I have. And if you are one of those people like I am, then you certainly know that stress kills. So this is, I'm doing some stress relief for some this organization here, excuse me, visit.org. And this is a place where you can learn tools and techniques that I teach to manage and relieve stress. So you can learn stress relief tools and techniques that you can incorporate quickly and effortlessly into your daily life. And these innovative mindfulness stress relief program was designed by yours truly, Zelda Robinson, who suffered trauma after an accident and knows exactly how it feels to be stressed out for long periods of time without the tools necessary to bring one back into balance. You see, stress is only an imbalance. These mental and physical techniques can be used in or out of the office, and you can benefit from the entire community. Excuse me. In which you live, work, and play. So it is possible that if you are stressed out, you can learn some more things. And those are these tools to managing stress and relieve stress can really make a difference in the quality of your life. That's what you'll do. So this is what else you should know. And you can learn stress tools and techniques that you can incorporate quickly and effortlessly. You want to be quick and effortlessly. And so this experience will take place over Zoom, and it's available for you and for your organization wherever you live. It is available. All you have to do is contact us at higherlearningnetwork.org. Okay? Or you can call 312-409-6619. But higherlearningnetwork.org, you'll get a quicker answer so that you can learn to manage and relieve your stress and that of your coworkers, family, and community. So be sure and share, because sharing is caring. And thanks for sharing. So that's what's possible for you, and I invite you to take advantage of that. This information will be on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I know I talk fast, and I apologize for that, but I was trained in radio where you only had a very few minutes to say a lot. So you learn how to talk very fast. So I apologize for that. But I don't talk fast on my blog, because I don't talk at all on my blog. So this is my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And as you can see, the information for the show there is today, live broadcast of the inauguration of Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, on Monday morning mindfulness. Yes. And Naima Latif is on location. And this is just information from last week. We had interim CEO Vianna C. Little of Fresh Start. And we also had Naima's mom, who made 100 years young, Miss Leitha Charles. She's our first interview with our first centenarian. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Centenarian. There you go. Centenarian. I finally got it right, Miss Leitha Charles. Bless her heart. I wasn't able to make a birthday party, but I did get a chance to have her on the show. So thank you, Miss Leitha Charles. We appreciate you. And thank you for the wonderful daughter, Naima Latif, that you raised. She's a darling. So full of life and sunshine and just information. I should have known she was a teacher, because she's so much patience with me when I was trying to learn how to run this switchboard. But as you can see, there's a ton of information there, so all you have to do is scroll down. All the information is there about the Obliging Care Network First Benefit, Homeless Benefit Gala. So that information is there as well. So if you scroll down, you'll see lots of other information there. So. And I update it weekly, so you can always go back and check that out. Okay? And last but not least, speaking of stress, if you know someone who has alcohol or substance abuse problems, if they need disability services, senior housing, mentoring and education support, if they are an ex-offender, there are reentry services available at the Habilitative Institute. And they are located at 415 South Kilpatrick. That's on the west side of Chicago, but they help you, doesn't matter where you are. You can reach them at 773-261-2252. That's 773-261-2252. And their their website is Habilitative Systems, Inc. And I'll be putting all that information on my blog as well. Now, I know some people change their blogs every day. I don't. I'm not one of those. But I will do it after the show on Monday. And if there's some pertinent information during the week, I do it several times a week, but not every day. Maybe every other day. How about that? So I just don't want you to go to the blog and expect something to be there. It is not. Because I just don't want to disappoint you, so I just want to share that with you. And also, if you would like to receive, to be on our mailing list for stress relief, we can also send you, I should say you could text us at our text number, and we can put you on the list if you would like to receive a text. You can text us at, you will see the number scrolling there on the bottom, 219-699-4119. You'll see the information scrolling there. And you can also post your comments on YouTube at our Higher Learning TV Show or Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. And we've got some comments here, so let's see what the comment says. And it says, Vieta Robinson, my sister from another Mr. Grand Rising Queens. Yeah, if you didn't see the show last night, oh my goodness, please do yourself a favor and go back and see it. You'll be glad you did. And she also says, yes, the systems are broken, but when do they take responsibility and make changes to leave? Yeah, the big system. Well, we're not depending on them anymore, Vieta. We're depending on us because we're going to, the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network, we're going to make some changes. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to make some legislation and introduce that to Mayor Brandon because Naima Latif has his ear, and she's right here with an ear. So you're finally back inside.
Yes, absolutely. So can you hear me still?
Loud and clear.
Great. Yes. Well, we're inside now. For a minute, they were saying, oh, you got to put your bags in your car and all that. I'm like, okay, this is long line. But, you know, put another place, and they said, oh, go on. So anyway, getting past that,
mm-hmm.
So now we're inside. Of course, everybody from everywhere is here. Oh, I'm sorry, Marcus. Yeah, so we were going to location, they just let us on in. There's very high anticipation here, and so one of the things that we know is going to be a challenge is the tremendous amount of media people and the limited space.
That's the one today.
So WBON is here. They also broadcasting live, of course. And the game starts at 10:30. The show is at 10:30. That's very small. I'm assuming they'll have their people in the studio and then whoever is on location here. But, you know, this is going to be challenging just based on the fact that this is more than, I think, what they had planned.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But that's a good thing because it means the eyes of the world are watching. And we're going to do our part to bring coverage live on Media Connection TV and support. We see notable people will be grabbing them to get some words on their expectations for the new administration and their hope.
be looking forward to having some of our newly elected officials on our programs in the morning for CDL Solutions, because we want them to make themselves known. We don't want them to be strangers. We want to see the people who need help, given the responsibility of organizing our society.
Oh, yeah. I have a 9:30 meeting, but I can reschedule. This is history. Yeah. This is history. This doesn't happen every day.
Yes, it doesn't happen every now.
Yeah, so but when I because they're expecting me, so when I have to take a call, I'll just enlarge you and let you continue the process.
Oh, that'd be great. I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yes.
So the after show will be live, ladies. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Yeah, let me play the promo because it's time to sign out. We're so busy talking. Let me play the promo.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Invite you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through